All right, as previously stated, we are happy to have Sister Margarita Camarena, who is going to be sharing a testimony with us this morning. We love and appreciate Sister Margarita and little Ellie. They have such a great spirit and attitude, and with all the challenges they have gone through, they are just a blessing to our church. We're going to go ahead and pass it over to Sister Margarita now. Go right ahead, Sister.
Hi, good morning, Truth Church. Thank you for inviting me to talk about my testimony today. I just want to say that I am very honored and very proud to be a part of Truth Church. Brother, Sister Clark, you guys mean so much to me. Sorry, I don't know where this is coming from. I just want to say that everyone has had such a big impact in my life since I was 10, when I started going there, till, you know, just our last service. And I really, really appreciate it more than I can express. Like I said, I was introduced to truth when I was about 10. Before that, I was raised to know God, to pray, and just something that I've always kind of believed when I was younger was that I was one of God's favorites. And I'm not sure where that idea came from, but I think it always made me feel safe. I grew up in sometimes unstable and certain situations. And I don't know, even today it's still comforting to know, and I'm sure probably many of you believe that too, that it's difficult to put into words just how faithful God has been to me. I think that's why I feel so emotional just sharing it. There's no specific event that I'm going to share today. Just hopefully someone hears, you know, a little bit of encouragement in this morning manna, and that's all I pray for, is that someone is encouraged. It almost seems like the word faithful is not even big enough to contain the ways.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's been so many times that I've needed an anchor where parents failed, friends were gone, the quiet got louder, my personal plans failed. When it was time to face consequences, Jesus has been my everything. He's been my safest place, my father, my best friend, my peace and my comfort. He's my future. He's my redeemer. And he is the love of my life. He has always been there. And he's always been the same. And I think we've all learned throughout our years living for God the different ways he's shown that he knows us and he loves us, just by reaching out to us. You know, we have to tap into different channels to touch God. And I think it's so beautiful that someone so magnificent and powerful gets to that level with us too, to know each and every one of us, to tap into our channels to reach us. And I'm just in awe of how much he reaches for us. And I just pray that as a church, we continue to keep having these services and these moves. And I think each message, it's almost hard to keep up with each message, each devotion. It feels like it's hitting a point each and every time, and it's amazing. I've never known any feeling like what we feel in the church at this point in time. Moving on, I did want to read one verse. It's Psalms 91. Verse 4, it says, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." And it really stood out to me when it said his truth, because the world, the devil, our own minds will try to tell us things, will try to tell us truths, convince us that those things are truth. And they're not. Only God knows the truth. Only God will be the last one standing with that truth. And the second part where it says that he will be our shield and our buckler, I didn't know what a buckler was, so I had to Google it. That even again pulled at my heart, because we know a shield is used in battle. It can be used, you know, against the enemy when we're putting on the armor of God, but it can also be used to make a wall of protection too. And that's what I felt on Sunday night, just worshiping with everyone, just looking out on the parking lot. I felt like we all had our shields up and we were pushing forward, and it was so powerful. And then buckler, I feel like, to me, this is when it's more of a, it's like a smaller shield. I feel like God is our buckler when we need just him and us at that altar. When we need, you know, we have our brothers and our sisters praying for us, and we are all, you know, in one mind and one accord. But there are some times where you just need to be alone with God. And even then, he knows how to be our buckler. He knows how to be, he knows what we need and how to fight the certain battles that come against us, because he already knows. And again, it's so amazing to me who we are as individuals, and everything that we have, all the talent and all of the spiritual guidance and the love. It's like looking at one big family, and I am so grateful that I was brought there those years ago. I'm not going to say how many, but a few. And I'm grateful that I can root my daughter in the same love and same church and same or even stronger upbringing than I had. And I thank everyone for prayers and love. And I'm just very blessed, and I'm humbled to be able to share that with you today. And I just want to give God all the glory for the joy and love I feel today. It's a beautiful day, and that's all I have.
And it is a tremendous testimony this morning, Sister Margarita. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. Church, you heard it. You heard the sincerity and the honesty in Sister Margarita's voice at the beginning. She mentioned a few things, and I wrote this down. He's the love of my life. When we fall in love with the Lord, things are going to begin to fall in place. And she also mentioned an anchor. She talked about the anchor, and I had to go ahead and pull up that verse. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 reads, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast." Praise God. So once again, church, we're thankful for Sister Margarita and little Ellie, that little girl. She has the same spirit and attitude that her mama has. So very, very positive. We appreciate and love them. Why don't we go ahead and thank God right now for Sister Margarita, for her family, and what he's doing in them and in our church. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for Sister Margarita and little Ellie, and for the revelations that you are giving to Sister Margarita about having an intimate relationship and falling in love with you, Lord. Allow these words to permeate our soul and begin to sink down into our mind and spirit, Lord God, and have the same attitude that Sister Margarita has. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Well, with that said, church, once again, we look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow evening at our Wednesday night service out in our new tents. We'll see you there at 7 p.m. prayer and 7:30 p.m. service time. God bless all of you, and have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.